Good evening, Ensoon. How are you
Hi.
today?
Hi, how are you, Susan?
I'm just
Hi.
fine. So, Ensoon, I know you're a brand new member of the week-long teaching team and also of the Crossing Support Group that assists in the design and the shaping of the week-long experience. How has that been for you so far?
It's just been really wonderful and exciting experience. I mean, I'm just so happy to be actually the first coordinator of Korean actually, and I'm running several training programs for Koreans, and I'm so thrilled that many Koreans are able to learn focusing and get in touch with their inner world, and that's been really exciting. And also, being part of this teaching team, I just wonderful teaching staff, and I'm learning a lot, and we have with this really wonderful support, so it's just been really great.
And I know that you attended a week long yourself previously. In fact, you and I met at the 2011 week long. What was your own experience as you were an attendee at the week long?
I mean, though I've been trained quite a long time ago, I wasn't able to attend week long earlier than I wanted. But I think the week long experience, you get so much at each level where you are. For me, attending 2011 week long was sort of like making good closure for my final training in a way, and meeting people and sharing, and especially meeting you and having this good relationship. I mean, here you are interviewing me, and it's just
Right.
really having that connectedness is just really wonderful. So I have very fond memories of it.
Yes. That was my experience as well. I went to my first week long, probably about 10 years after I became a trainer.
Oh, you
And
also,
it connected me to the international community in such a deep way. So it was really special and very worthwhile
Yeah, you
at
can
that point.
really, I mean, the spirit of it. I mean, you can really understand why focusing is experiential. I mean, you really get a good sense of what it's like to be, exposed to experiential approach.
That's right. That's right. So, before we get into the details of what you'll be contributing at this upcoming week long, maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about how you discovered focusing or how you use it in your professional life.
I mean, I was so fortunate to study at the University of Chicago, and that naturally led me to meet Gene Gentlin. I mean, there he was. I mean, how can you miss him? I mean, he's like a guru to me. I mean, he's been so wonderful. He taught me so much, and because of my background being Korean and having this sort of like strict rearing and educational background, so I had so much of my issues that I wanted to discover, and focusing really helped me to get in touch with my inner issues, and I was able to really understand it, and in a such a kind, gentle way, not like other approaches, which are more like problem-oriented approach, which really doesn't fit with me. So, I mean, I'm just so fortunate to be exposed to focusing approach studying at the University of Chicago, and able to discover my own issues. And it's just, and carrying forward is exactly what it's about. So I'm just really lucky person, and I wish many people are able to get exposed to this opportunity as I have.
So each one of the teachers at the week long will be contributing something very unique and special from their own focusing practice. What do you see yourself as bringing to the week long?
I guess, I mean, we have wonderful, teachers, other teachers, but for me, what's, I guess, unique about me is that I'm a Korean, and having this Korean cultural background, but at the same time, I have cross-cultural experience of living in the States for one third of my life. So, and also based on my University of Chicago training as a person-centered, therapist, and also, focusing, trainer and coordinator. The first, I can provide three unique approaches. The first one will be using or connecting person-centered approach with focusing. So person-centered approach of being really genuine and having the unconditional positive regard and empathic understanding can help client or people to have the clearing space experience, because many Koreans, and I think many also other people, have difficult time getting the clearing space stage through. So because they really don't know how to do it, especially for Koreans, they would say, oh, I don't know how to clear my space, my inner space. But using or incorporating person-centered approach was quite effective for me to help clients or people to have that clearing space stage. So that is the first thing. And the second thing is about how focusing can help psychosomatic clients, because that's I've been studying and doing research and seeing many cases of hwabyeong, which is psychosomatic disorder in Korean. And because I'm an expert in that area, I think I can provide what how focusing can and help psychosomatic clients or people with psychosomatic difficulties. And finally, in terms of movement and art, I would like to use Korean focusing expressive art approach, as there are many Korean wonderful dances and collages and Korean folk paintings. So that will be more like adding to the excitement and more dynamic to my approach to in focusing.
Oh boy, absolutely. Wow, that's quite a bunch of gifts you're bringing.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Yeon-soon. I know it's almost bedtime for you.
It's been my pleasure. And it's so wonderful that you're interviewing me, and I feel so comfortable talking with you.
Well, thank you. I'm just wondering, before we close, mm-hmm. do you have any words of wisdom to share with people who are thinking about coming to the week-long?
Just come. Just bring yourself. That's all we need.
Uh-huh.
Bring yourself.
bring your whole self.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much again.
And thank you,
have a wonderful evening. And thank I'm you. Looking forward to the week long.
Yes, me too. Wonderful to talk with you. All right. Again. Thank you.
Good night.